Baltimore. I thought this was, well, I know they're the O's, Bob, but I didn't think they're going to hand out O's for most of the, well, I guess everybody on the scoreboard through the weekend, somebody came up short. And I told Craig earlier, I looked at, tried to find Saturday's score on Saturday after the game, and I kept seeing 13-0. So I thought, okay, yeah, that was Friday. What's Saturday's score? And I kept looking for it. Then it kind of somewhere occurred to me, wait a minute. We were shut out 13-0 2 days in a row?
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Historic, actually. Yeah. On the wrong end, obviously, for us. I think Rosie said it right the best there when he said we salvaged the weekend. Shows you how crazy a game baseball is when we walk into a ballpark where the team has been absolutely struggling. We have the best win-loss record in the American League in the month of June. We're averaging almost 6 runs a game in the month of June. And next thing you know, back-to-back, right, 13-0 shutout. So pretty wild. Thankfully, Shane Bieber rose to the occasion and shut out the Orioles. Brad Hand coming in, all-star Brad Hand coming in, doing his thing, and able to get a win. And went into the weekend 8 back, losing 2 out of 3. We remained 8 back of the Minnesota Twins and only a half game out of the wild card. So all in all, we treaded water this weekend.
We are joined this morning by Bob DiBiasio, by the way. That's who's speaking with us this morning, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. It's our Tribe Talk and Tickets. You mentioned all those sort of statistics, and sometimes it's like, blah, 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 blah. Look, that's why you have to go play the game. You got all, you know, that's why you play the game. You see how the day works out, and then you you come back again for the next one. Now, the Tribe off tonight. And then we've got 3 at Kansas City and then 2 in Cincinnati. And then it's the All-Star break. But a lot of things getting ready here in the town of Cleve or the land or wherever we are these days in 2019 for the big All-Star celebration. Anything we want to get ready for as we're getting up to this before the game itself?
Well, it's been 2 years in the making that we have the honor of playing host to our 6th All-Star game. It's a record for one team, specifically a ball club that in a city where there's only one team. This is a record 6th All-Star game. We did it back in 1935, the 3rd All-Star game ever. We did it again in 54 and in 63 and 1981. 1997, so many great events going on all around town. Play Ball Park up at Mall C is the outdoor portion. Play Ball Park indoor is the convention center. Lots of activities over at League Park with the youth baseball tournaments. Just a great celebration of the game of baseball. Indians.com and MLB.com, the place to go to learn all about it and to get your play ball tickets. The indoor portion will also feature autographs from Hall of Famers, baseball legends. Again, really a celebration of the great game of baseball right here in Cleveland, Ohio.
And how special this time around to have Rocky Colavito play a part in this, or at least be around the town while this is happening too.
We're going to have some fun on Friday night, Playhouse Square. If you're interested, tickets still available. PlayhouseSquare.org is the place to go to get your tickets. There's different levels of tickets. There's a VIP meet and greet before the show, as it were. And there's also, you know, just regular price seats for the event. Rocky and I will be on stage just chatting. I'm honored that Rocky had identified me as the guy that he wanted to sit on stage with. So we'll have an opportunity to just talk all things Indians baseball, all things Rocky Colavito. Part of the program will include a little roundtable with a few of his teammates. It'll be Rocky and Sam McDowell and Louis Tiant and Vern Fuller as a little part of the program itself. Again, playhousesquare.org. Check that out.
Bob, you have such a rapport with baseball players. You do a lot of those things we hear on Sundays. We know when the rain delay happens, we all have all of those things. You're doing something like this. Where did that kind of, I don't want to say ability, come from? You know, it's almost like the same, like, you know, a reporter, but it's from a different angle. You know, is that just something that developed because of your job then?
Yeah, you know, we're teammates. That's the different element than being a reporter, you know, coming in and out and at times having to be critical and things of that nature. We have an opportunity, those of us on the inside, to get to know the player, to get to know the player's wife, get to know the player's children. You know, in the wonderful cases, you've get to know people over the course of a number of years. And in the case of Rocky Colavito, I've known him now 40 years. So there'll be a nice comfort level for both of us up on stage. But it's a product of the profession, and I am blessed to be able to have those types of relationships.
Well, it brings out a lot of the different angles and insights into players beyond their uniform, and we really appreciate that when we get a chance to hear some of those conversations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's fun. You know, I know the stories behind the stories and the ones that the guys really want to share. And I just think the fans enjoy that sort of thing. And so it's nice that we have the opportunity to do that, whether it's on Sports Time Ohio, on the Indians Alumni Roundtable TV shows, or if it's on the Indians Radio Network on our Tribe Tales segment every Sunday morning. It truly is a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we've enjoyed our talk today, Bob, and we'll talk again next week and getting ready for that big All-Star week taking place.
Yeah. We'll talk Monday when it's Home Run Derby will be the big thing that night. Carlos Santana will participate. We have three All-Stars, Mr. Santana starting, and then Frankie and Brad Hand. So should be a fun time for everybody in Cleveland.
Sounds great, Bob. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, man. Go try.